The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, we are now joined on the Sharks Audio Network by Alex Wenberg. Wenny, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just enjoying Sweden for the last couple of days here before heading back and starting kind of like camp and the hockey season. So we're kind of excited about that, but just trying to enjoy the moment. Enjoy the late summer nights here for sure.
No, for sure, man. And I know that, you know, you were representing Sweden there right after the regular season ended. How long after the Worlds did you take off before you started going back at it again?
I think it took, 2-3 weeks just to kind of just like calm down after the season, you know. Obviously, the season we had, and then you extended with the World Championship, and obviously a little disappointed just ending up with happy with the third, getting the bronze, but not really what we wanted. So after that, just kind of bounced back, and then I kind of put up my summer, started working out, doing the off-season stuff, and then kind of like eased into the skating later on. You know, as an older guy right now, I got to try to keep up with the young guys. So I need some rest to stay off the ice a little bit too.
I was talking to Tyler Toffoli 2 days ago. He was saying that when he hasn't skated for a while, the first thing that's always sore on him is his feet from getting him back in the skates. What about you? When you haven't skated for a while, are you a foot guy that gets sore? Is it groin? Is it quads?
Yeah, straight hip flexors. It feels like it's like you never skated before. So it really humbles you when you kind of like step back out there. And especially me right now, everyone else just feels like they've been on the ice since like the first day we kind of like get knocked off. So you kind of like try to keep up with them. But you know what? For me, it's great. I kind of like stay away from it because then when you actually go on the ice, you're really excited and you kind of have that hunger back when you've kind of been missing hockey. So I kind of like the setup I have. And right now, I mean, even though camp's still some time to go, but you're kind of like really like jumping and excited to like get back at it for sure.
Yeah, especially, I mean, obviously you played at the Worlds, but the last NHL game was over 4 months ago. You know, it was the middle of April. Now it's, you know, towards the end of August. Are you feeling pretty excited about this upcoming season?
Sure am. I mean, obviously, for me, it was a great first year with the Sharks. Obviously, maybe not the result, but looking at moving into new city, coming into new team, a lot of new stuff. And I really just had a great time with everyone there. So for me to kind of like go back, you know the place, you know the area, you know the fans, you know the arena. So all these kind of things just makes you kind of excited for it again. So like I said, me and my family kind of like packing up our house right here and ready to move back over. So it's going to be a fun year, obviously. A lot of new faces, a lot of new things coming in. But I mean, for me, it's just it just feels like we're building on something and becoming a better team. So I'm excited to see what we can bring this year.
I know that I talked to Lily the other day, Tim Liljegren, and he was saying that, you know, he had been talking to some of the other guys who were in Sweden over the course of the summer. He said he was supposed to meet up with Ekki, but they were missed each other by a day. Have you been able to see any of your fellow Swedish Sharks players over the summer?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, I got Grundy, I got Ekki right here in Stockholm, so it makes it really simple. Ekki been heading out to this small ice that he's been building, so I kind of look how's he doing and his skating. So it's fun to really catch up with them. I mean, they're great friends, and obviously, like you said, first year last season, and you kind of like already becoming friends and like creating this this off-season friendship as well. So that was great. I mean, obviously, the Sharks Swedes met up and Liljegren was too busy for us, so we'll see if he got time for us in San Jose or not. So we'll see.
Was it pretty upsetting when Ekki got hurt?
Oh yeah, I mean, from my experience, I was on the ice and just the reaction from him. I mean, obviously, you don't think about anything else rather than him being okay. Just the pure panic, and I mean, for us to just sit and watch and just see how bad it is, how he was feeling. So obviously, super like nervous, but I mean, it kind of like worked out pretty good compared to what we were expecting. So I mean, obviously, it's a scary part of hockey. Obviously, it's nothing you can do about it, and it was really scary. But obviously, he's okay right now. Been doing rehab and just trying to make the best out of it, learn from it. So you start using those cut guards and whatever it takes to kind of like protect yourself to keep your safe from injuries for sure.
Do you guys have a text thread going in the off season? Not just the Swedish guys, but do you and a couple of the other guys on the Sharks all keep up with each other?
A little bit, yeah. I feel like obviously you kind of do your own thing. Summer, you really kind of let go, recharge, and then you head back to it. But I've been keeping in touch with a few of them, checking in how they're doing. I mean, golfing, sunbathing, whatever you're doing. So, but for me, I mean, I try to soak in as much family time. Obviously, being away from Sweden when kind of like grandparents or. And all those people are. So now when you kind of head back, it feels like you kind of like dive right into your team and you kind of become that tight core group that you are in the past. So maybe every now and then it's good to have a little break because when you get back, you're eager and excited to see each other as well.
Yeah, no, for sure. I know that you said last year that your immediate family and your wife really liked the Bay Area and enjoyed themselves.
No, yeah, I mean, we obviously didn't really know what to expect. I mean, moving there, the experience I had was just coming in and playing road games. And then all of a sudden, you move all your stuff to a new city. And I mean, for me and my family from the get-go, it was awesome. Obviously, coming in, new city, but getting kids into school, exploring the area, all these great things around the Bay. And I mean, for us, it was great. We really had a great time. And that's why right now to pack up our stuff and get back, we're really excited about it. Sometimes you feel like, oh, what are we heading back to right now? We just can't wait to get back to the area. So that's great.
Last year was obviously your first year with the Sharks, but by the end of the year, I know the fan base at whole kind of looked as you as part of that leadership core and really looked to you as, you know, one of the more important guys for the franchise. Whereas at the start of last year, I don't think anybody really knew your game that well. And I think that, you know, you built that rapport, especially with how, you know, just kind of effusive you were after games and after tough losses and after some big wins as well. And, you know, I'm just curious, is that something that you maybe take a little bit more seriously going into this second year to where you know that the fan base does look at you probably in a different light than they did a year ago?
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be fun for sure. Because obviously, I'm coming in. I'm maybe not the flashiest player, not the guy who has the best stats. I'm kind of like flying a little bit under radar around the league in some aspect. But I mean, just the way I play the game, like the defensive minded game, and also have some ability to score some goals and passes every now and then. Obviously, I feel like maybe they recognize it a little bit more. But for me, I feel like obviously I'm playing to be excited about the fans, but for my own sake and for my own confidence coming into year when you know what to expect, you know the teammates, it just helps you from the start to get that confidence. Maybe sometimes you come into a new team and you're a little bit hesitant, you try to find your spot, your kind of like role on the team. And right now I feel like I kind of have a great fit where they want to see maybe more of me, but at least like I know what kind of piece and what kind of player they want me to be. So yeah, I mean, coming in with a little bit more swagger and a little bit more confidence, which I just think is going to help my game way more. So yeah.
Yeah, no, it should be exciting, man. And I, you know, I think I obviously knew your game to an extent because I had seen you play against the Sharks a lot of times. I've been watching, you know, the NHL for my entire life, but you know, I was very pleasantly surprised by your game. And I know you were very self-deprecating and say you occasionally score some goals and get some assists, but you made a number of plays last year where I was like, oh, okay, when he's got some moves out there on the ice and you're stick handling at times, like you could blow past defenders. You know, early in the season, I want to say, you know, right around the time of the Blackwood trade, you had a night where you had made a big rush up the left-hand side of the ice, missed a shot. Then a couple sequences later, you had a same kind of play developing, and that time you buried it. And it's interesting to get to know your game. And I'm just curious with, you know, the newcomers this year, it seems like the team might have a little bit more offensive firepower. Are you looking at yourself and saying, okay, I'd like to get X number of goals and assists or points or anything like that? Or is it more just about doing whatever it takes to help the team win?
I mean, both. I feel like, I mean, getting those points, getting those goals, I really feel like that helping the team. That's the way you win games, obviously. But I feel like for me, my game is a little bit more than just the point production. I mean, if I have a good night, I know that I've been shutting down the other team's first line. I've been skating a lot, handling the puck. And at the end of the season, I was really looking at the numbers where I had the, I think it was, had the much, much the most puck possession on the team. And I feel like that's a night where I know I'm dictating the game and really doing
Mm-hmm.
what I do good. So small things like that. But for me, I feel like it kind of like when Granlund left, they had a little piece, a little shoes to be filled right there. And I feel like I kind of filled in that role a lot. So right now I feel like that's a great like role model for me, what he did to the team and what stuff that he was excellent in. And for me to try to like fit that mold and kind of like evaluate my game to become more and more of a scoring threat, or like in general in all aspects. So yeah, for me, I feel like even though with the offensive guys we have and the guys coming in, I feel like for me, I still want to be even more than I was last year. So I've used that as motivations to kind of like help me push myself to another level as well. So yeah.
I felt like last year, though, you were snake bit on a number of times where you hit the iron or the crossbar, or somebody made an incredible save on you for a while there while you were trying to get the big benchmark century mark goal. And I was like, when he's snake bit right now? And I mean, do you just have to forget about it? Like if you don't get the bounce off the crossbar to go in where it goes out, do you just have to forget about it? Or do you go back and look at it and think, okay, what could I have done better on this play?
No, obviously it's frustrating, but I feel like now when I'm a little bit older, you kind of like look at it in a little bit more ease than I did when I was younger. Because I remember when I was going for my 100th points, and I had this stretch where you couldn't get a point. And when it builds into frustration, it's not really like it works better, because then you kind of like squeeze a little bit harder. And then I feel like maybe that came in a little bit to my game, just because you're so eager to score that goal. But at the end of the day, I feel like you just got to focus on the game. Like sometimes if you're chasing those milestones, you kind of get lost and forget about the whole big picture. So it's really nice to get it out of the way and be done with it. So like you said, being snake bit and all that. But for me, I feel like with the experience I had and like the previous years that I learned from not chasing it too much, I feel like it kind of helped me to kind of like stay calm and collected with it. So
Do you have any relationship with any of the new guys, whether it's Skinner or Klingberg or Orlov or Gaudette? Do you know any of the new guys?
So I moved to Frölunda when I was 18 years old, and Klingberg, we played on the same team right there, so became really good friends with him right there. That was, obviously ages ago now when we're a little bit older, but know the guy from years and years ago, and he's such a funny guy. Obviously I had some great times with him, and I'm really excited for him to join the team. So I think that's going to be great for us as well. And we need another Swede now when we lost Seth, so he's going to fill
Yeah.
those shoes pretty well. But no, other than that, a lot of guys we played against but not really met, so it's going to be exciting to get to know them and see a little bit more of them every day. So we're excited to see with the new guys coming in for sure.
How excited are you to start a new season and kind of forget last year? Because last year I know that, you guys had so many games where it was a one goal loss or a one goal plus an empty netter, so many tight games. To where there, I could name, a number of games where I felt that you guys should have won, but somehow ended up on the wrong side of it. Is it going to be nice to be able to just put that in the rearview mirror and focus on a new season and what I think will be a team that has the potential to take a big step forward?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like a lot of us is just going to learn from last year. A lot of frustration with those games where it really felt like we had the game and we were supposed to win it and kind of just let it slip away. So I hope now with a little bit more experience that we had, the guys coming in that also played several games in the league, that now if we end up in the same position, we have that confidence that we know that we're going to win the game and we're going to close it out. So learn from the past and just, after that, I feel like this year we just got to keep going. There's no hesitation. There's no dipping your toes. You just got to be ready from the get-go and not start the season like we did last year with losing a few in a row. Just kind of like coming off and have that swagger and confidence right from get-go.
Yeah, no, it should be exciting. And I think that obviously the team, last year was the first year of a head coach, a lot of newcomers. So while Warzo had been here as an assistant before, I think it takes a while for everybody to kind of figure things out. And I do think it's worth noting that after the Four Nations break, the team played a lot better, specifically on the defensive side of things. It seems like you guys tightened up across the board. It seemed like the team got a whole lot more cohesive. Do you feel like from what you learned specifically in the last, 6 to 8 weeks of the last year, that you guys can more hit the ground running this year?
Absolutely. I feel like we made some adjustment, kind of like made us a little bit harder to play against and didn't give up as many grade A chances. And I feel like when we did that, we have the ability to score goals. We have those players who you just need one chance to change the whole game. So I feel like that really, like you said, it gave us a lot of good things. And for us coming into this season, knowing that it worked and it's something that teams struggle to play against. So I feel like it's a great start for us to know from the get-go, the guys that have been there, that the system that we had, it's something to build on and be better at. So yeah, obviously, I feel like that's going to help us right away from the season. And like I said, the same thing, all the young guys that had their first season right now coming in, having a second season, have the experience. I feel like right now, the momentum that we're building on with the system that works, with the players that grows, and with the team that we're building, I feel like we're building it for success. So that's why I feel like everyone's just excited to see what we can do this year.
Was it fun watching Macklin and Will and then later Colin Graf come in and start to have that success at the NHL level? I'm sure you remember when you were a young player and how difficult it is to make that transition.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, obviously, being in the same spot, kind of like how you feel a bit, but the difference is these guys just went straight into the league and it felt like they dominated. I mean, Macklin especially was just remarkable to watch, just the skill and like the way he plays the game. So Will Smith, same thing, maybe a little bit slower stop. Just the players, I mean, you can kind of forget how young they are and like there's the first season in the NHL and the difference they make and the impact they do on the team. So for us to have those guys and you see them coming in the next year becoming even better, I mean, it's so fun to be a part of it as well. So like I said, it's gonna be great. And right now with the team we have too, with the young guys coming, I mean the prospect we have as well, I think it's great to have some competition for who's gonna be in the lineup, who's gonna play that day, which just helps the team become even better because everyone's pushing each other. So like I said, a lot of good things and a lot of things to be excited about for sure.
So before I let you go, you got to let me know a little bit what about the Swedish summers, because obviously it's still light out behind you. Is there golf, barbecue? Obviously you said spending time in your family. What are you getting up to on these beautiful Swedish nights? Because my family has some Swedish ancestry. I'd like to get back there at some point, preferably in the summertime, because whether it's you or Lily or previously Zets tell me about how nice it is. I'm like, all right, I gotta get over there one of these years.
Yeah, I mean it's amazing. Obviously, right now it's closing in. This is not supposed to be as dark during the summer. It feels like the sun never goes down. So this is nice for a change when you go to bed and at least it's dark outside. But no, Sweden is a great place. I mean, obviously we had some great weathers. I'm living by the water right now, going out with a boat,
Nice.
hanging out with the kids and family, and just really try to enjoy just the relax. Like the calmness of just hanging out with family and friends. So, obviously, played a little bit of golf as well, which I think is awesome. So, that's the beauty of it as well, to have like the Swedish summers, you get that recharge and then you head back to it. So, I feel like it's really fun to get to enjoy like my home country and all that. And then, when it's down to business, you head back to the US and kind of like know exactly what the goal is when you're there. So,
Yeah, no, for sure. And I know, speaking of the golf, I know Kaapo Kähkönen, who's Finn, he said that in northern Sweden and in Finland, he said that when you're around the midsummer, he said there's tee times at like 3 in the morning, which blew my mind.
yeah, I mean that's a little bit more up north there. I mean obviously that's when you don't even sleep because yeah, you get a tea time at 2 a.m. in the morning. You just wonder like, oh, what else to do? But no, I mean obviously that's what's makes. I mean midsummer is one hell of a holiday right there, and during that time is I feel like that's where Sweden is kind of like thriving. So if you come visit, that's the peak time you're gonna show up at.
Nice. Sounds pretty beautiful. So let's recap here. When do you come back to the Bay Area?
Heading back beginning of September, so I got another, what is it, 10, 10, 12 days or something to hang out in Sweden. After that, head back, and then I mean from the start, you just get back to training, hang out at a facility, and meet all the guys, and then I mean then pretty much camp starts. So time flies, but I feel like it's always this time of year you're kind of excited for October to start and get those games going. So.
Now, are there direct flights from Stockholm to SFO?
No,
Nice.
we gotta fly through Frankfurt. So I mean,
Okay.
that's not especially with two kids and a dog. It's gonna be
Yeah.
one hell of a day to fly over. But not a day we're looking forward to. But now they're a little bit older, so maybe we manage it a little bit better.
Yeah, nah, it's and plus, you bring an iPad on a plane, you'll be okay with the kids.
Yeah, we'll find a way. It's good.
All right, Wenny, well, I let you go, man. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to seeing you back in the Bay, all right?
That was good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.